The shape of a gear rises behind a clockwork metallic castle. Walt Disney Pictures. The spires and towers tumble apart and a giant gear flies off. A tooth-shaped panel on a Welcome to Riverton billboard opens. Inspector Gadget peeks out. As he peers around all sides of the billboard, the open panel leaves a black hole in the smile of Mayor Wilson. He pops up in a picture of the city skyline.
Wowzers, it's quiet.
His springy neck retracts.
Too quiet. And when it's this quiet...
In a purple convertible.
You know what that means, Brain?
A beagle sits beside him. Gadget's head jerks in all directions.
Evil's afoot.
A dashboard monitor shows the car's animated face sleeping.
We're on a stakeout, Gadget-mobile.
No, you're on a stakeout. I'm on a sleep-in, so keep it down, aight?
The least you could do is stay alert.
Alert for what? Face it, Inspector G, since we locked up Claw, all the bad guys have been too afraid to show their faces in Riverton.
One thing I've learned in all my years of crime-fighting, Gadget-mobile, is that it's always the most quiet.
Right before the criminals strike.
And speaking of crime...
Binoculars pop from his hat and zoom in on a distant car.
Potential lawbreaker at 12 o'clock.
Who? Grandma over there?
Go-Go Gadget radar gun.
A hand produces a blender.
No. Go-Go Gadget radar gun.
His finger produces a bubble wand.
Oops. There go those glitches again.
No. Radar gun.
The proper gadget ejects from his shoulder.
Ah. The speed limit is clearly posted at 25 miles per hour, but she's going exactly 25.3 miles per hour. Prepare for high-speed chase!
Police lights roll up the windshield, and the gear-shaped seatbelt tightens around Gadget's waist.
Hang on to your pockets, because here come the Rockets!
A giant rocket, almost as big as the car, ejects from the trunk. It ignites and propels the car down the road. A speed limit sign spins in its wake. Ahead, the matronly old driver steers obliviously. A cow watches Gadget zip past. The woman spots him approaching rapidly in her rearview mirror.
Oh, my.
Stop in the name of the...
He rockets past the old driver's car.
Whoa.
That went well.
Go-Go Gadget parachute.
A parachute deploys from the license plate. Brain's paws hide his eyes. As the purple car comes to a halt, the parachute covers Gadget.
Now how is that for this brakes?
Go-Go Gadget parachute back in the thing.
As Gadget struggles, the old woman pulls up. Freeing himself from the parachute, Gadget strolls back to her car with a hand outstretched. The woman's car stops and he leans on her door.
Ma'am? Do you know that drag racing on public roads is illegal?
But officer, I...
There are no buts when it comes to the law. I'm afraid I'm going to need to see your driver's license.
I'm sorry, officer. I must have left it at home.
Yeah, a likely story. Go-Go Gadget handcuffs.
Springs deploy from his shoes.
Silent! If you give up, coming through! That right!
My man really needs to switch to decaf.
Inside a wonky computer-animated factory, cartoonish machines assemble purple letters. Some appear on a conveyor belt. Others pass by attached to magnets or overhead by balloons. The letter G falls against a red button labeled Danger, Do Not Touch. An explosion tosses them all through a smoky cloud. They assemble into a title, Inspector Gadget 2. Now, the Gadgetmobile parks outside the Riverton Police Department.
Okay, one sweet granny packaged and ready for delivery.
Drag racing indeed.
Officer,
I've seen your type before. You've got a need for speed. Yeah, I know.
Hey, Uncle Gadget! Hi, Brain.
A pigtailed teen runs up.
Penny, I thought we agreed you'd call me Inspector in front of the hardened criminals.
She's a hardened criminal?
Don't be fooled by appearances, Penny. Look what I found in her purse.
Dentures.
Probably from one of her victims. And look at this.
Prune juice.
Liquid evil.
But, officer...
Save it for the judge, perp. Yeah, but. Everybody's got a big butt.
Hey, what are you doing here? Isn't today a school day?
Well, there aren't any good cases to solve at school. I want to solve real cases with you.
Penny, I told you before, you're too young to be chasing criminals. You should be in school.
But Uncle Gadget, if you just give me a chance, I
have to go. I'm in the middle of a big arrest. Now, you get back to school, and I'll see you tonight. And you. I hope you like prison food.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see how your physiobiometric bevel fetzer is functioning.
In a lab, a scientist examines Gadget.
Oh, diagnostics check out fine. What seems to be the problem, Gadget?
Baxter, I'm still having gadgets with my glitches. I mean, glitches with my gadgets. I'm all messed up.
Sorry, Gadget, I don't see what the problem is.
Gadget holds up a finger.
Watch. Go-Go Gadget toothbrush.
A bellows-like device ejects from his hat. It splatters Baxter with pink goo.
See? Bubble gum.
I see what the problem is.
Isn't there something you can do for me, Baxter?
You're the prototype Gadget. There's bound to be a few glitches. But you'll be happy to know we've been working on it. I'll let you in on a little secret. Soon, we'll be unveiling something.
Gadget's ear extends.
Soon, that'll solve all these glitches for good. Soon.
Wowzers. Thanks, Baxter.
Well, better go check in with the chief.
Oh, I wouldn't bother the chief right now. I heard some idiot arrested his mother this afternoon.
Where is he?
A police chief storms into the lab.
Gadget!
Baxter retreats.
You put my mother in jail for drag racing? And driving without a license. You've always said, chief, no one is above the law.
This is what you also said last week when you arrested that troop of girl rangers for selling cookies.
Uniformed girls stand for mugshots.
Those cookies were 3 days past expiration date.
The chief accidentally leans in a patch of bubble gum. Baxter winces as the slime drips off his hand.
You are this close to being put on probation, Gadget. Now, let's get my mother out. Heaven knows what's happening to her down there with all those lowlifes.
And then, when his guard is down, his kidneys are exposed, and that's when the marathon of pain begins.
In a cell, the chief's mother punches a prisoner in a headlock.
Take some of this.
Wowzers! That's gotta hurt.
She slams the man against the bars, then drags him back.
Mom's tough love.
This is your last warning, Gadget.
The chief wags his pink finger.
Stick to solving real crimes. Chief, there are no real criminals left. They're all in Riverton Prison.
Lightning flashes and rain falls over a sign reading Riverton Prison. Beyond a fence, spotlights shine from a large brick building. The lights sweep over the wet ground. On this side of the fence, Claw's pincer-like appendage bursts out of the mud. In his bedroom, Gadget drowsily raises his hand and talks into his pinky.
Gadget here.
He sits straight up in bed.
What? Uh-huh.
His head extends through the ceiling, startling Penny in her room.
You'll never guess what happened. Claw escaped.
Claw escaped?
Police have put out an all-points bulletin and are setting up a dragnet in hopes of finding the fugitive. Citizens are advised that if they see an evil genius with a claw, not to approach him. Dial 911 immediately. He's extremely dangerous and really, really mean.
In the kitchen.
And I'm on the case. Bye-bye, Penny!
Wait, Uncle Gadget! You gotta let me come with you. I mean, I could help you look for clues.
I told you before, Penny, you're too young.
How old do you have to be a detective?
I don't know. But older than you are now. Look, I've got work to do. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget to brush your teeth.
He kisses her cheek, then rushes out.
I could do so well if you would just give me a chance.
Now Gadget looks down a hole.
Well, my finely honed instincts are telling me that he probably escaped through here.
Oh, really?
Gadget, take a look at this. We found this in Claw's cell.
A Gadget voodoo doll.
Wowzers. You don't think he's still holding a grudge, do you?
Gadget, listen.
The whole city is counting on you. Go out there and catch Claw.
Oh, I'll catch him. Caught him before, catch him again.
Gadget slaps Quimby's back.
I'll have Claw back behind bars before you can say...
Gadget looks past broken police tape into the hole. Now, inside an abandoned Bull Ride equipment factory, a dart hits a smiling newspaper photo of Gadget.
Brick! Retrieve my darts!
A juggled bowling pin lands on Brick's head.
A kibble! Serve my tea!
A bleached blonde thug rolls his eyes.
I don't see why we gotta retrieve your darts and serve your tea.
Yeah!
We're vicious minions, not valets.
With a hat hiding his face, Claw pinches and twists McKibble's nose.
One sugar or two?
Two.
Here, boss.
Burke hands darts to Claw.
Dr. Claw, this place is a dump. What happened to your multi-million dollar high-rise evil headquarters?
What do you think happened to it?
He throws a fistful of darts at Gadget's picture.
When Gadget arrested me, the police confiscated all my assets. But after we pulled off the crime of the century, I'll be back on top again.
Great. Another crime of the century. I'm still on parole from the last one.
What's the plan this time?
Watch and see.
The Federal Reserve Bank, with a deposit of over $5 trillion in pure gold, was built 2 years ago after Riverton was declared statistically the safest city in America. Utilizing the latest in security technology and a squadron of armed guards, the bank is considered impregnable.
Claw crushes the remote.
Not for long.
We're gonna rob the Federal Reserve!
Right before Riverton's eyes, and there won't be a thing Inspector Gadget can do about it.
How are we gonna do that? They said the bank was really hard to get into.
Yeah, I don't see how.
That's why you're just minions, and I'm an evil genius.
He's got a point.
Yeah.
We are going to build the ultimate super weapon! But we haven't much time. We need to be ready in 10 days. Because next Thursday, at exactly 9:23 a.m., the X-Force One satellite will be directly over Riverton. And by then, we need to steal ion fuel cells, a protoid laser, and a ruby. Plus a few miscellaneous knickknacks.
Yum.
Brick gives McKibble a happy grin.
I love knickknacks.
At the police station, press surround Mayor Wilson in a blue curtained item.
Any news on Claw's escape?
The city's in a panic.
The people want to know, what are you doing to capture Claw?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a momentous day for us.
Gadget joins a row of police officers. He sits on a hat and sunglasses.
The Gadget program has helped make Riverton
Thanks a
the
lot.
Safest city in America!
Quimby steps up to the podium.
Thank you, ma'am. We weren't going to unveil this until next year. But in light of Claw's escape, we decided to move up our timetable.
The blue curtain rises, revealing a cylindrical pod.
Baxter, this is Gadget Model 2, or G2 for short. The latest, most newest generation in the Gadget program.
Baxter slides a disc between the shoulder blades of a figure wearing blue leather. The pod opens with a burst of steam. A pair of lovely female eyes opens. A pixelated blue-tinted view comes into focus, centered on Gadget. The eyes blink, and a female officer in a shiny leather uniform and European-style police cap emerges.
G2 reporting for duty.
Standing at attention, she gives Quimby a sharp salute.
Wowzers.
She's similar to the original Gadget, but she's completely, entirely, all robot.
Gadget daydreams about a foiled bank heist. Crooks sit tight up on the floor. Gadget carries money sacks.
Not to worry, G2. I've got everything under control.
Oh, Inspector. You're everything I ever wanted in a crime fighter.
He drops the sacks. G2 blows him a kiss. Back at the press conference, Gadget puckers his lips.
Gadget! Gadget!
He opens his eyes.
Gadget, could you give me a hand, please?
Certainly, Chief.
I want to give a little demonstration of what G2 can do.
Pleasure to meet you, Miss 2.
They shake hands and a static charge courses over their fingertips. G2 checks her hand.
Must be a loose wire or something. I'll speak to Baxter about that.
G2 will now show us how she would apprehend a suspect. Gadget, I want you to take this stolen money and hide it on your person.
Stolen money.
Gadget tucks the stack of bills into his coat.
Stop this felonious and unlawful act, or I shall have to use force.
Well, she has got a very commanding voice.
A device rises from her police cap. It scans Gadget with a laser reading suspect.
Alert. Suspect. Suspect.
Very well. You were warned.
A boomerang shoots from the device with an orange rope trailing behind it. It rapidly encircles Gadget, wrapping him up tightly. Completely bound, he falls onto his back. Using one hand, G2 lifts Gadget to his feet.
You have the right to remain silent. Huh? If you give up this right, anything you say can and will be held against you.
All right, G2, I think we get the picture.
Bravo! Bravo! Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, she was very good. I noticed that she didn't say go-go Gadget.
Oh, that's just one of the many improvements I've made to G2.0.
Like it?
You might say that G2 is you without the glitches. I'm putting her on the claw case right away.
Fantastic. I always wanted a partner. And when we interrogate criminals, I'll play good Gadget and you can play bad Gadget.
I don't think so.
Okay, then you play good Gadget and I'll be bad Gadget.
I appreciate the offer, Inspector, but I work alone.
But Chief, the claw case is my case.
You can go back to cracking speeders on the highway, Gadget. There's a new sheriff in town.
In Gadget's kitchen, Penny shows him a newspaper.
Uncle Gadget, is this true? They're giving the claw case to this G2 character?
Well, for the time being. But don't worry, Penny. I'm being reassigned to another high-profile case.
But what could be more high-profile than claw?
Oh, it's top secret, Penny. In fact, it's so top secret that they haven't even told me yet.
A hand mixer operates from his hat.
So, what are you making there?
Well, I'm just making your favorite dessert.
Apple crumb cake with raisin cinnamon icing and coconut sprinkles?
Okay, I'm making your second favorite dessert. Lemon pudding.
So, since you're off the case, I guess you wouldn't want to see this clue that I found about Claw.
Clue about Claw?
Take a look at today's classifieds.
Penny opens the newspaper.
Wanted. Single evil genius seeks minions for rewarding opportunity in the field of world domination. Apply 7 p.m. tonight. Call 555-0139 for appointment.
Well, I've already got a job, Penny, but thanks.
No, I checked the number and it's for a bar called the Blue Monkey. You know what this means, right? Uncle Gadget, if you go to the Blue Monkey, I bet it'll lead you right to Claw. You can get back on the case and get a jump on G2.
You know, Penny, if I went to the Blue Monkey, it might just lead me to Claw. Then I could get back on the case and get the jump on G2.
That's what I was just saying.
Oh, did you? Well, I guess great minds think alike.
So we'll leave right after dinner, right?
No. Nope, I'm sorry, Penny, but this is official police business only.
But you gotta let me come with you. I mean, I can help you.
Oh, Penny, this is no place for a kid.
Just a kid, Uncle Gadget.
Of course not. You're a very special kid. But there's more to being a detective than just being smart. It takes a sharp eye for every detail, every little nuance. A good detective never lets anything
Uncle Gadget,
get...
the pudding!
Penny ducks as the mixture splatters.
Uncle Gadget, stop feeding her!
Brain gets doused in his doggy bag. As the mixer stops soaking the kitchen, Brain shakes off the pudding. Penny peeks over the counter.
Ugh.
Well, it's a good thing I wore an apron.
Nighttime.
Okay, here we are.
Wish me luck. I'm going undercover.
The Gadgetmobile parks near a neon blue monkey sign. Gadget enters the dockside bar wearing a plaid jacket, a knit cap, a mustache, and an eye patch. He leans on a ship's steering wheel.
Hi there, fellas.
It spins and he falls.
Okay, Brain, the coast is clear.
Outside, Penny and Brain sneak through a gap in a fence.
Come on, let's check around back.
In the Blue Monkey, a real monkey wears an Elvis wig and a blue jumpsuit. Gadget approaches the bartender.
What do you want?
Well, I just got out of the slammer, and I'm looking to wet my whistle.
Well, you have.
Nice tall glass of milk.
Milk?
I mean, chocolate milk.
Make it a dump.
Hey, Brain. This way.
Penny searches the docks. In a warehouse, McKibble interviews thugs.
Okay, then. Let's see what applicants we have here. Squint.
A man in sunglasses.
Jungle Bob.
A rough man with a machete.
And you must be the one they call the ninja.
Ninja? Why did I call you that?
The man in the ninja outfit splits a fly on Brick's forehead with his sword.
I think I see why now.
Penny video records through a window.
Okay, then. Judging by this,
you guys are prime minion material.
Back in the Blue Monkey, the bartender puts a large mug of chocolate milk in front of Gadget. The inspector chugs it down. His mustache remains on the rim as he slams down the empty mug. The bartender notices the hair in the mug. Gadget fishes it out and sticks it back on his face.
I have a history of hair loss in my family.
Anything else I can get you?
Yes.
I'm looking for...
Gadget makes claw motions with his fingers.
Sorry. We don't serve lobster here.
What? No.
Dr. Claw!
Claw, huh? Well, if you want to find him, you're going to have to grease a few palms if you get my drift.
Well, whatever you say.
A nozzle spits black goo into the bartender's hand.
Top grade axle grease.
The bartender squeezes the grease.
Why?
Go, go, Gadget, duck!
Gadget's head sinks like a turtle's into his collar, and the bartender punches the man behind him. That man falls against an arm wrestler who falls against a pool player. The cue ball ricochets off a bald dart player who falls, destroying a card game. Angry patrons approach Gadget.
Check, please.
A man throws a table.
Just a check.
The monkey dials 911. Now with the minions.
So,
Squint reveals his spiral iris.
When do we start working for Dr. Claw?
Immediately.
Did you hear that, Brain?
Penny ducks as the minions glance over. At the bar, the mob pulls on Gadget's legs.
Come on, guys! Let's talk about it!
As he holds tightly to the bar, his arms stretch.
You're stretching my sweater! Help, Gadget Mobile! Help! Ooh!
Gadget's car sleeps. In the warehouse, McKibble's head turns sharply.
The cops! Come on! This way!
As the minions all rush out the door, Penny hides behind a crate outside. She covers Brain's mouth.
My mom's house.
That was close.
Gadget's head rises and falls on his extended neck.
Ooh, I can see her upset.
Hey, look, I'm knocking his block off.
The bartender punches Gadget and his head soars upwards again. A cuckoo bird pops out of his forehead like a clock. G2 bursts into the bar and the mob turns.
Stop this felonious and unlawful act or I shall have to use force.
Ooh, look, boys. Malibu Barbie here is gonna get rough with us.
They advance on them.
Very well. You were warned.
Gadgets rise from her forearms and shoot nets over the mob.
Wowzers, she's good.
Later, they close the handcuffed mob into a police van. G2 gives it a pat and the van departs.
Man, lucky for them guys, I wasn't in there because I'd have been on them like ugly on a minivan.
Well, thanks for the backup, G2. Although everything was under control, I had those toughs right where I want.
Inspector, what were you doing in that bar dressed as a...
She looks him up and down.
What exactly are you supposed to be dressed as?
I'm a hooligan. I went undercover to follow up on a valuable lead concerning Where's Clawabouts.
He lifts his eye patch.
I mean, Claw's whereabouts.
I'm in charge of the Claw investigation now, remember?
Maybe we just sort of got off on the wrong foot. Ooh.
He steps in a lobster trap and limps after her.
Perhaps we could have dinner sometime. You know, just to discuss crime-fighting strategies. Imagine how great we could be as a team. We could call ourselves the G-Force, or the G-Team, or the 2Gs.
Inspector Gadget.
What up, G?
Even though I'm not programmed for such emotions, I admit I find you strangely
likable. Hmm. But, as I already told you, I work alone.
And so do I. I'm just saying that maybe we could work alone together.
An officer escorts Penny out.
Think about it.
No, really? You can't arrest me. I'm one of the good guys. Really, I am.
Oh, hold on. She's with me.
Sorry, Inspector.
Penny, what are you doing here? Didn't I tell you to stay home?
Well, never mind that. Here, look what I found about Claw.
Dr. Claw's pulling a little heist tomorrow night at the Concentrated Industries warehouse.
Wowzers! We'll have to have a stakeout.
You mean I'll have to have a stakeout?
Hey, this is her case, lady.
Penny?
I know you told me to stay out of it, but... Well, I did find you this clue.
Look, Penny, I know you want to be a detective, okay? But this following me around all the time just isn't going to fly!
He kicks the wooden trap off his leg. It lands on Quimby's head.
Gadget!
Hi, Chief.
Gadget! What were you doing in a barroom brawl?
Looking for clue claws. Clue about Claw. And I was right. We just got a valuable lead.
Yeah, a very valuable lead.
We have evidence of a possible heist at Concentrated Industries Warehouse tomorrow night.
Great work, G2. You can stake it out and catch him red-handed.
Fantastic. I'll bring the donuts.
I already told you. You're off this case. Both you and Nancy Drew here.
Hey!
Penny and the chief trade sneers.
And you're off the force, too, if you get within so much as 100 yards of that stakeout.
All right, fine, but if Claw gets away with his plan for world domination, don't come crying to us.
Remember, Gadget, 100 yards.
99, 100, 101 yards away.
A tape measure retracts into his hand.
I'm at the stakeout, but I haven't violated the chief's orders. See? At the stakeout? Not at the stakeout. Stakeout? Not at the stakeout.
I don't think the chief is gonna see it that way.
Go gadget binoculars.
Lenses drop in front of his eyes. He zooms in on G2, checking her gadgets.
My. She certainly is well equipped, isn't she?
Ooh, Gadget's got a girlfriend. Gadget's got a girlfriend.
Don't be silly, Gadget-mobile. Our relationship is strictly professional.
Blue electronic hearts circle his hatband. He shuts them off.
Besides, she's state-of-the-art. I'm last year's model.
A few extra miles look good on a player, and you are a player, G. You are tricked out with more factory extras than the Batmobile. Just sure that it's all good under the hood, aight?
I have no idea what you just said, but I'm sure that if I were a car, it would have been very helpful.
All I'm saying is, you got the shore, you got what it takes, man.
You're right. You're right! Thanks, Gadget. I'm just gonna go on up to the roof and scope out the situation.
You go head on with your bad self. I don't know what that man would do without me.
Hold on there.
McKibble drives a crab delivery truck to the factory security gate.
What do you want?
You got a delivery?
This ain't no food warehouse. I'm gonna need some authorization.
The ninja knocks out the guard.
Will that do?
The truck drives through the fence. G2 watches it pass, then heads off. In a warehouse, Gadget climbs a flight of stairs. McKibble appears on a video screen on Claw's multi-button control pad.
We're in your clawfulness.
Good. Now bring me the ion fuel cells.
Yes, sir.
G2 lands in front of the new minions.
Halt!
Ew! It's the mechanical meter maid! I'm real scared.
Gadget watches from above.
Uh-oh. Looks like G2 could use some backup.
Stop this felonious and unlawful act, or I shall have to use force.
No problem, love. Catch!
Jungle Bob heaves the crate-sized fuel cell. G2 catches it easily. The ninja flips forward, and G2 knocks him into a stack of barrels.
Ooh, she got the kung fu.
Squint charges. G2 clotheslines him, and he lands inside a dumpster.
Give him a little bit of the what for. That's right. Go, Gadget! Helicopter hats!
A half dozen hands deploy, each with different useless gadgets. They retract.
Stupid glitches!
Come on. Jungle Bob throws a punch. G2 doesn't flinch. As he holds his injured hand, she tosses him through the air. The ninja returns with a flying kick. G2 splits in half. The ninja crashes through wood pallets behind her. G2 G2's upper half swings on a chain overhead.
Wowzer, she sure is limber.
Squint and Jungle Bob square off against her legs.
What is that?
I don't know.
The legs wait, foot tapping.
Like this.
They pinwheel forward and kick the two new minions aside. The legs come to rest, standing on a stack of pallets. G2's torso flips down on top of them, reassembling her. She daintily reapplies her makeup with a gadget compact and finger lipstick.
Go-go gadget, something to get me down there!
Two cabled plungers eject, forming a zipline across the warehouse. Handlebars remain attached to the line atop Gadget's hat.
Wowzers! I never knew I had one of these.
Stop this felonious and unlawful act, or I shall have to use force.
Brick drops a fuel cell on McKibble's foot. From an elevated place, Gadget grips the zipline handlebars and jumps off. He speeds towards G2.
Very well. You were warned.
Gadget to the rescue!
Gadget crashes into her and her boomerang fires wildly. They fall together in slow motion as the line wraps them up tightly.
What are you doing here?
Well, it looked like you could use some help.
Quick! Grab the fuel cells! Let's get out of here!
Come on!
They're getting away!
Not to worry, G2. I'll get us out of this.
Go, go, Gadget Scissors!
An umbrella pops up in the chief's office.
Gadget!
I told you specifically not to go to the steakhouse.
That's not entirely accurate, Chief. You told me not to get within 100 yards of the stakeout, and I posted myself exactly 101 yards away.
Then how did you manage to get tangled up with me inside the warehouse?
Well, you gave me backup at the bar. I thought I'd give you backup at the warehouse.
I never need backup. And until we find out what Claw needs the fuel cells for, all of Riverton is at risk.
Chief, you have to put me back on the case. The department needs me!
Gadget slams his fist on the desk. He accidentally strikes a donut, splattering the chief with red jelly.
That's right, Gadget. The department does need you. And I've got just the assignment to take advantage of your unique abilities.
With a maniacal grin, Quimby squeezes a half-eaten jelly donut in his fist. Now Gadget puts on goggles and rubber gloves.
Go-go Gadget Power Brush.
A toilet brush spins at the end of his arm. He nods and leans into a bathroom stall.
I'm stuck. Go-go Gadget Turbo Speed.
His body spins in the air, then gets sucked into the toilet. We view his face spinning underwater. His legs rapidly twirl above the rim. He crashes through the men's room door. He sails through the squad room, splashing an officer and landing on a desk. Gadget stumbles to his feet.
Be careful in there! That toilet's got quite a flush.
At the bowling factory.
Looks like Gadget has finally found his true calling. Roto-Rooter Man.
Hey, Dr. Claw, check this out. An unlimited supply of bowling shirts.
And shoes.
Minions wince as the boss runs his claw down a blackboard.
Silence! Everyone, pay attention. Who can tell me what we need next to build my super weapon?
He taps one of three drawings on the blackboard.
The laser! A new experimental protoid laser that's being unveiled at the Riverton Science Convention. But to take it, we are going to need a little diversion.
He shows a tiny flashing chip outside the police station.
Hey, Uncle Gadget.
Penny, shouldn't you be in school?
Uncle Gadget, school was over an hour ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, Penny.
She shows him an envelope.
Oh, hey, this came for you in the mail today. Looks kind of strange.
He reads the cutout letters.
Inspector Gadget, if you want to catch Dr. Claw, be at the science convention tomorrow. Wowzers! He must have really bad handwriting to go to all that trouble.
Or maybe he doesn't want you to identify his handwriting. And look, it's an anonymous concerned citizen.
Well, it's good to know that we still have a concerned citizen who's willing to get involved.
This smells like Claw.
Gadget sniffs the paper.
No. Why would Claw want me there?
I don't know. Uncle Gadget, this might be a trap.
You know, Penny, I'm thinking that this might be a trap.
That's what I just said. You gotta let me come with you this time.
Sorry, Penny. no can do. This is work for a serious law enforcement professional.
You mean like a bathroom attendant?
Exactly. Now don't stay up for me, Penny. I'm on the case.
Later, the Gadgetmobile parks outside the Science Convention Center. The inspector gets out and leans down to his car.
Now I need you to keep a sharp eye out, Gadgetmobile. If you see anything suspicious, you let me know.
You mean like a Trekkie with a girlfriend?
Exactly.
The goose has arrived, ready to be cooked.
From his car, Claw watches Gadget. The minions trade evil grins. Inside the convention center, guests wander the hall as scientists demonstrate inventions on display. A clone-o-matic reveals matching teenage girls. A baby listens to a radio pillow. As Gadget passes a doggy dry clean machine, Penny turns around, disguised in a cap and glasses. She holds Brain.
Keep your eyes peeled for anything suspicious, Brain. Come on.
Inspector Gadget!
Hey, Baxter! What are you doing here?
I'm showing off my latest gizmo, the Bark Translator. It's going to give a whole new meaning to the term police dog. Watch. Speak, Pedro.
A dog wears a speaker collar.
Very impressive. Now Pedro can talk to cows.
No. It's supposed to translate into English once I've got all the bugs out.
Baxter fusses with a control pad.
Attention, the unveiling of the new Protoid laser is about to begin.
I'll see you around, Baxter. Bye-bye, Pedro. Good luck.
Pedro.
Gadget takes some fast food to a table.
Well, better have myself a little look around. Go, Gadget binoculars.
Peering through binoculars, Gadget spots Brick and McKibble disguised as two nerdy fans.
Inspector Gadget!
Excuse me, Inspector. I'm your biggest fan.
I thought I was his biggest fan.
No, I'm definitely his biggest
fan.
Can you excuse me for one minute?
Sorry,
would you mind if we took a picture?
Oh, no! No, I'm always happy to oblige my fans.
As McKibble takes the photo, Brick
Ready?
Hides the tiny flashing chip on Gadget's hat.
Thank you, Inspector. You'll never know how much that means to me.
On Claw's control pad.
And remember, crime doesn't pay.
Wrong, Gadget. Crime always pays.
The mayor addresses the convention goers.
Thank you. Distinguished guests, and of course, members of the media. It is my great pleasure to welcome you to our science convention.
The chip is in position, you clawfulness.
Yeah! Watch as I play with my new toy, the Gadget Puppet.
Well, I guess that letter must have been a prank. Everything seems to be okay.
As Gadget tries to take a drink, his arm jerks. He tries again and it flails wildly. His beverage splashes everywhere. Gadget frowns and nervously checks over his shoulder. Claw twists a knob and Gadget drops his cup. People stare.
I've never had glitches like that before.
And to introduce you to the eminent Nobel Prize-winning scientist, Dr. Theodore von Strobenwich.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Gadget lifts a packet of French fries. His hand circles his mouth as he fails to eat any. He tries his left hand and succeeds. His right hand scatters all the remaining fries.
His new experimental Protoid laser.
As Gadget lifts a hot dog, Claw hits buttons and switches.
Positive? No glitch. Thoughts.
All right, Gadget, let's party!
Claw turns a knob as Gadget tries to put mustard on the hot dog. It squirts all over, spraying across several guests and scientists.
I'm sorry. I shook your mouth with soda water.
Inspector Gadget, what do you think you're doing?
I didn't say go-go Gadget anything.
Penny watches her uncle's wild dance.
No, Gadget, what now?
He spastically moves forward and in reverse.
What's wrong?
wrong, Inspector?
I think I'm having a glitch attack.
Gadget spins like a tornado. His limbs extend randomly, kicking over displays and forming odd shapes. He briefly forms a mouse head, then a dog.
Whoa, Mickey!
Woof! Woof!
Brick and McKibble sneak off. Gadget's car sleeps. As the crowd watches Gadget, the minions grab the laser.
I was right, Klausman is stealing the laser!
Brick and McKibble carry it away. Penny looks to Brain.
Go, Mom, get away! Hurry!
The beagle dashes off. Outside, the minions cross a courtyard with the laser.
We get away with it!
Brain races out after them. Brain bites Brick's foot.
These are my favorite shoes!
Oh, stop! Get in the car!
Claw gleefully twists the knob and Gadget spins high into the air.
Gadget, stop it this instant!
I've got everything under control!
Standing high on twisted legs, Gadget points his arm. A nozzle pops out and douses blue slush all over the mayor and the Nobel-winning scientist.
Relax, Mayor Wilson! It's only toothpaste! Remember, kids, brush twice a day!
As the mayor trembles in horror, Claw activates Gadget's spring shoes. He bounces into the mayor, and they crash into the radio pillow display. A burst of feathers coats the mayor's sticky body. They sit up.
Not to worry. I'm all right.
She hits him with a pillow. Meanwhile, Brain takes Brick's shoe.
He's got my shoe!
Come on, doggy. Let's go.
Claw's big black hearse speeds away. Penny races out past the sleeping Gadgetmobile. She watches the hearse escape.
First ion fuel cells, and now a protroid laser? What is Claw up to?
What I missed this time?
Thanks for all your help.
Hey, I've been working nights, okay? I need to recharge my battery.
Brain drops the shoe at Penny's feet.
Brain? What you got there, boy? From the bad guys? Hey, now this might be an important clue.
She inspects the bowling shoe.
I hope Uncle Gadget's not in too much trouble.
Fired? You can't fire me. I quit.
In Quimby's office.
Wait a second. I don't want to quit. Besides, Chief, it's not my fault. Look what Baxter found on me. A circuit override chip.
I don't care. Claw stole the laser and you tarred and feathered the mayor in toothpaste and caused $100,000 in damages.
Turn in your badge, Gadget.
Oh, but Chief. All I ever wanted to be, my entire life, was a crime fighter.
Your badge.
G2 avoids the inspector's pleading gaze. Gadget pulls a leather-bound badge from his pocket. He gives it a long look, then pushes it across the chief's desk.
Well, that'll be all. Mr. Gadget?
With a nod and a weak smile, he heads for the door. Hesitating, he turns back to G2. They lock eyes for a moment. Gadget turns away. Later, the inspector carries a box of belongings out the front door. Awards and trophies stick out the top of the box. Gadget stops outside the darkened police station with a heavy sigh. He heads off. Inside the abandoned bowling equipment factory, Claw meets with his minions.
Gadget's goose is cooked. More like deep fried and burnt to a crisp. Silence! Now, with Gadget out of the way, it should be smooth sailing from here on.
Now a pencil circles jobs in the newspaper want ads. The point breaks. Still in his pajamas, Gadget looks at the broken tip. He pushes the pencil in one ear and shavings fly out the other. Penny enters his bedroom.
Uncle Gadget? What are you still doing in bed? And why is your trench coat and hat in the trash can?
I'm no longer a policeman, Penny. I'm a... Well, there are a lot of things that I could be. Window washer, huh? Dog catcher? Ooh, parking valet, huh? Sky's the limit.
But Uncle Gadget, you can't give up now. Here, look what we've got.
She holds an evidence bag.
It's a bowling shoe. One of Claw's men dropped it at the science convention.
What were you doing at the science convention?
Never mind that. Look, we can solve this together. We can track down Claw and get you your job back.
No, I'm through.
All right, then. I'll track down Claw myself.
No. No, 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 no. You were to stay out of this completely. Do you understand? This is a grown-up problem.
Uncle Gadget, just give me a chance. One chance.
Look, the fact is that there's nothing that you or anyone else can do for me. I'll never be a crime fighter. Ever again.
You don't believe in me.
Penny runs sobbing out of the room. She flops down on a porch bench, burying her face in a pillow. Brain follows her out to the front porch. He hops up and licks her cheek.
Go away, Brain.
Penny shoves him.
Brain, go away.
The beagle trots back into the house and returns with the evidence bag. He drops the bowling shoe on the porch and pushes it with his nose. Penny looks up with a tearful smile.
Okay. Okay, I get the message.
She picks up the plastic-wrapped shoe and turns it over in her hands thoughtfully.
It's up to us now, Brain. We have to help Uncle Gadget. Come on, let's get to work.
Penny uses a tin of fingerprint powder on the shoe. She peers through a magnifying glass. Brain sniffs the tin and sneezes.
Go, go, Gadget hammer.
Working construction, Gadget uses his huge mallet hand on a tiny nail. The structure falls apart.
That's lunch, people.
At a storage facility, a night watchman eats a meal while laughing at a TV. Two minions tiptoe by on top of a fence behind him. They return, carrying out a huge crate. Now a beautician flinches from flying hair. Gadget uses many mechanical arms on a customer.
All finished. Voila.
Fire burns at the tips of the woman's wild hair. In science class, students dissect frogs. Penny dissects the bowling shoe. She removes its sole.
What's this?
A metal chip.
A patent number. Aha.
At the bowling equipment factory.
Faster, minions! Faster!
Now, Gadget kneads pizza dough with his hands while two more hands spin dough over his head.
G2, are you any closer to capturing Claw?
Yes, I'm on the case.
The pizza dough falls over Gadget's head.
Oh, no.
Penny accesses the U.S. patent website.
Keep your paws crossed, Brain. This might be exactly what we're looking for.
The bull right shoe pops up.
Look, it's the same shoe. The shoe was made by the Bullwright Company in the 1950s and 1960s. I wonder where their factory was. Let's see. 1959. Bingo!
In the library, Penny flips through an old phone book. She finds a Bullwright pad.
Ah, here it is. The Bullwright Bowling Equipment Company down on Old Mill Road. It must have gone out of business because it's not in any of the directories after 1960. But I wonder what's there now, Brain.
Now! The third item that I need, huh? I'm so evil.
Claw finds a cartoon of himself and his cat on the blackboard. The minions snicker. Claw flips it over to his sketches.
As I was saying, the third item to complete my super weapon.
I know this one. The ruby.
Yes, but a big ruby. Say about 50,000 carats.
You're close on this. Where are we going to find a rock that big?
The Riverton Museum. The ruby's on loan from the Rajah of India and will be on display Wednesday night at the mayor's fundraiser. We are going to stop by and do a little fundraising of our own!
At the event.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Mayor Wilson's Fundraiser-O-Rama.
Gadget opens a limo door for the mayor, then accidentally slams it on Quimby.
Gadget.
Don't worry, Chief. No need to tip me.
You better be getting inside.
Yeah, it's nice in there.
G2 exits the limo and Gadget offers a wave.
I'm here!
She takes in Gadget's elaborate drum major Dorman's uniform. G2 hesitates, then follows the chief. Inside, the giant ruby spins within its display case. The mayor poses for the press.
Oh, another photo op!
Dancing, Quimby motions to the minions disguised as the band.
G2, notice anything suspicious about those musicians?
Aside from the fact that the music doesn't match the instruments they're playing?
A record player operates behind them. At the bowling equipment factory.
Come on, Brain.
Penny shines a flashlight over the dilapidated arched entrance.
Yep, this is definitely the place. Well, at least the building's still here.
Penny kicks boards off a doorway, and they sneak into the darkened factory.
I don't know, Brain. This place is creepy.
At the event, the mayor moves down a receiving line.
Welcome, sir. Welcome, Lady Campbell! How wonderful you could come.
Thank
Lovely
you.
To see you, sir. And you, sir.
The mayor shakes a rubber hand off Claw.
Greetings, Mayor. Hope you don't mind if we drop in on your little party. Everybody, stop right where you are. The festivities have just begun, and I can promise it's going to be a gas. Laughing gas, that is.
A balloon rises from a bowling pin. It pops, and gas pours out of the pin.
Right. Laugh it up, Riverton, because I'm having the last laugh now.
The minions don filtered snorkel and scuba masks. They keep their cartoonish Tommy guns aimed at the incapacitated guests. Claw wears a white coat draped over his shoulders and a full gas mask. Gadget sadly listens from outside.
Must be quite a party.
Do something to stop him! Keep swimming!
You'll never get away with this, Claw!
We'll see!
G2 steps through the gas.
Very funny, Claw, but you forget. I am unaffected by laughing gas. Now, stop this felonious and unlawful act, or I shall have to use force.
Ah, the Lady Gadget. I've so looked forward to meeting you. I hope you don't fall victim to my magnetic charm.
The minions open a bass instrument case and a large magnet rotates into place. Brick pulls a lever and rippling waves pulse forward. Buttons and medals fly off of foreign dignitaries' uniforms and stick to the magnet. The mayor loses her jewelry and Quimby his badge. A man in a cowboy hat loses his huge belt buckle and his pants fall. As G2 struggles, a young man's braces stretch off his teeth. G2's feet slide forward. She lurches ahead and gets stuck among the other items on the end of the magnet.
Now, if you'll excuse me, G2, I have some shoplifting to do.
The ruby reflects in Claw's mask. He smashes the case. At the factory.
It looks like someone's been here. Recently, too.
Penny lifts her flashlight beam from discarded pizza and newspapers to Claw's cat. The cat scurries away.
Thanks, Brain.
Penny spots something else. She lifts a bowling shoe from a box.
Brain, look! It's a perfect match.
At the fundraiser, Gadget notices the disguised minions and their leader exiting. The hearse pulls up.
Done so soon?
Yeah, we were playing the unfinished symphony.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we took this giant room.
That was the name of our last song. Yeah. You know, we took this giant ruby.
Gadget bops along, then points as they approach the hearse.
Just a minute there.
Claw and the minions stop dancing. Gadget strolls in front of them with a stern frown. He opens the hearse's door.
Let me get that for you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Inspector.
That's it. Everybody in. Yeah. Nice to carpool, isn't it? Yeah.
With its license plate reading Crime Pays, the hearse speeds off.
No tip. They stiffed me again. I live on tips!
Now Penny finds the blackboard.
Brain, take a look at this. Fuel cells. That's what Claw stole from the warehouse. Laser. That's what Claw took from the science convention. Ruby. And what would Claw want with a ruby?
She finds a book.
Quantum physics for dimwits? Okay, Claw's definitely up to something big. Wait a minute, I know what Claw's up to. He's going to build...
The lights turn on.
Come on, Brain!
The minions happily file in. Britt carries the large ruby.
We're rich!
Penny watches from behind columns of bowling balls.
Hey, how much do you think this thing would fetch on eBay?
About $1.98.
You nitwits! Once we've robbed the Federal Reserve, we can buy hundreds of these baubles. With my secret weapon, Riverton will be defenseless, as will the rest of the world!
Gotta tell Uncle Gadget. Come on.
Penny accidentally bumps a lever and the rows of stacked balls spill out.
Well, if it isn't Mini Gadget, get her!
As the minions scramble, two of them slip on bowling balls.
She's getting away!
I'll cut her in the back!
McKibble and Brick trap her at the blackboard. Penny spins it, knocking them both out. Penny dodges Claw.
Get back here! Get her!
The ninja blocks the door. Brain runs between his legs and escapes.
Hey, isn't this the place to get new bowling shoes?
No!
Quimby and G2 follow the mayor out of the fundraiser.
I assure you, Miss Mayor, we'll do everything in our power to apprehend Claw. G2 will be
absolutely... G2 is finished, along with the whole gadget program. It's time we reinvested in some good, old-fashioned policemen and women, not these mechanical clowns.
Ms. Mayor, if you just give me another chance...
You had your chance. It's bad enough they stole the ruby, but what's worse, no one gave any money to my company.
I should have learned my lesson with Gadget. This whole program is a total waste of time.
Come on, G2. We're taking you back to the precinct for immediate deactivation.
Deactivation?
That's right. Deactivation.
Quimby gets into the mayor's limo. Gadget watches compassionately from nearby. A tear streams from G2's eye. She dabs at it with her finger and studies it curiously.
I'm sorry, G2.
An arm from Gadget's large drum major hat offers her a handkerchief.
Thank you. But there's nothing you can do.
Gadget's arm retracts.
Now, G2!
G2 joins Quimby in the limo. Gadget solemnly watches the white stretch limo drive off.
Nothing I can do.
A light bulb pops from his hat.
Or is there?
He smiles. Later, Gadget peeks into Baxter's darkened lab.
Okay. Now, where's that light switch?
He pulls a lever and sparks fly. As it electrocutes him, Gadget's glowing skeleton flashes. Bolts of electricity surge between lab machines. He pulls free and blows a flame off his fingertip.
Wrong switch.
Gadget flips a tiny switch and the lights come on. He steps before G2's containment pod. She stands inside with her eyes closed. Gadget stares lovingly at her smooth, peaceful face. Police tape surrounding the pod reads, "To be recycled." Gadget rips it down and activates the pod's switches. The doors open and steam billows. Gadget reinserts the disc into her back. G2 stretches her neck and marches out robotically. She relaxes and looks around.
What happened?
I reactivated you.
Inspector Gadget, why would you do that?
Well, I hate to see a good detective get recycled. And I've always had great admiration for your investigative abilities and your physical prowess and your commanding voice.
Gadget fans himself and drinks from a beaker.
Inspector, are you saying you like me?
He spits the blue fluid.
Well, I suppose. In a manner of speaking. Strictly professional.
A heart pulses on his hat. G2 notices with a smile, and Gadget shuts it off with a slap.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gadget turns curiously. They lean out a window and find Brain on the street.
Brain? What are you doing here? Where's Penny? Ooh, he's trying to tell me something. It's too bad I don't speak dog.
If only dogs could talk like people.
That would be good. Wait a second. I have an idea.
Back in the lab.
All right, Brain. Now speak.
Brain wears Baxter's bark translator. Gadget fiddles with the control pad.
Beaucoup les coureurs.
Bow wow. Brain, speak something else.
Check. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Penny has been kidnapped by Claw.
Amazing, isn't it? What modern technology can do. Wowzers. Penny's been kidnapped by Claw?
Yeah, and Claw's built some sort of giant laser he's gonna fire at Riverton and then rob the Federal Reserve. He's holding Penny captive out at the old Bullwright bowling factory on the outskirts of town.
The bowling factory? Of course, the bowling shoe. Penny was right. I should have listened to her. She tried to tell me, and I didn't listen to her.
Speaking of listening, I'm getting a little tired of liver-flavored kibble all the time. Would it kill you to shell out for a pork roast or a little prime rib?
Gadget hits a mute button.
Look, G2, my niece is in trouble. I know that you don't ever work with a partner, but I really need your help.
Are you sure you want my help?
I can't think of a better person to go after a supervillain with.
Brain hits the mute button.
All right, let's do it!
Let's kick some claw tail!
A storage locker opens and Gadget removes a trilby hat and trench coat. His doorman outfit falls into the trash. Gadget spins his hat and puts it on. G2 adjusts her belt buckle. Gadget sweeps on his coat, punching his arms through the sleeves. G2 oils her knee and elbow joints. A radioactive disc charges G2's meter into the green level. Gadget inserts batteries into his forearm.
Ready?
Ready.
They march forward.
Let's go.
The moon drops and the sun springs up on a riverfront hillside.
We're here, you're causing this.
Claw, you'll never get away with this.
Penny, my dear, prepare to witness a great historical moment.
Your demise?
I do enjoy your sense of humor. Now, it's almost 9:23. McKibble, activate the ray.
McKibble opens a panel in the crab delivery truck.
Why can't evil geniuses ever say please?
He's a very busy man.
I'm a busy man, too.
He types at the control panel and a giant bowling pin rises from the truck.
Behold! The greatest super weapon of the 21st century!
A bowling pin?
No, you dimwitted pea-brain! Watch and see.
The pin morphs into a huge laser with the ruby near the tip.
Whoa.
Double whoa.
Meet the time displacement laser. My crowning achievement in a lifetime of evil. Riverton doesn't stand a chance.
Hurry, Gadgetmobile, before they fire the giant laser.
Can't you make this jalopy go any faster?
Jalopy? Oh, yeah? Well, bring on the noise and bring on the funk, because I'm bringing out what's in my trunk.
The trunk rocket deploys and the car shoots ahead. Gadget, G2, and Brain's mouths flap in the wind.
And just wait until I get into second gear.
Time for Riverton to take a little snooze.
He crushes a pocket watch in his claw. The gears scatter. McKibble hits a button, and the ray shoots into the sky. The energy beam hits a satellite and ricochets back toward Riverton like a meteor. It hits the center of town and expands outward. As the wave of translucent energy overtakes fleeing pedestrians, they freeze in place. A woman's spilled groceries hover above the bag. Flying pigeons remain still among panicked, motionless citizens. A dog freezes inches from catching a flying plastic disc. A skateboarder hovers mid-jump, and a swimmer's splash of water remains upright. The pulse sweeps through the mayor's office. The mayor freezes in a smiling pose. Quimby lounges at his desk as the pulse overtakes him. Outside of town, the Gadgetmobile speeds ahead of the wave.
It's gaining on us.
Faster, faster!
As Gadget urges his car on, they pass Mayor Wilson's Welcome to Riverton billboard. The pulse stops surging forward.
Wowzers, that was close.
Claw watches the wave of energy recede back to the city center. It blinks out as the laser stops.
Riverton is in a deep freeze, your Clawcity.
That means time has stopped.
That's what I said.
Good. Now we won't have any trouble with traffic.
Penny looks across the river. The Gadgetmobile spins to a stop.
The ray looks like it's stopped. You think it's safe to go back?
Oh, there's no time to waste. We gotta stop Claw and rescue Penny.
Then to the Federal Reserve and step on it.
It's time to kick some bad guy booty.
They race back toward the city. The hearse pulls up to the Federal Reserve gate. The guards stand motionless.
We're just here to pick up a few hundred billion in bullion. Hope you don't mind.
I don't think he minds a bit.
McKibble pushes a guard over with one finger. The ninja nimbly presses the gate control button and leaps away.
Time to show me the money.
The hearse leads a van and a truck through the gate. A loading dock opens, revealing the shadows of Penny, Claw, and his men. The minions wear matching blue bowling shirts. They step forward with Claw. The black-clad ninja follows them. Within the sparse gray chamber, a stiff executive sits at a desk. Guards stand in front of a vault door three stories high.
It'll take weeks to crack this thing.
Not if you know the right people.
They hold the executive to an eye scanner.
Thank you, Mr. Bank Director. Your services are no longer required.
The minions toss the stiff man aside. As the vault door eases open, a golden glow emanates from within it. The light washes over Claw and his men, who stand awestruck. Towers of gold brick stretch to a dark horizon.
Rich! Rich! Okay, underlings. Looks like the Federal Reserve is having a 100% off sale!
Gadget drives through town.
Out of my way, G-Team coming through.
I'm gonna need a really big piggy bank for all of this.
Squint steals coins.
Faster.
Now, let's see. Tomorrow we rob Fort Knox. Then on Tuesday, the Louvre. So much to steal, so little time. Oh. Wait! I've got all the time in the world!
Penny glares at Claw. The Gadgetmobile arrives.
The cavalry has arrived.
Huh? Gadget, again.
Uncle Gadget, you're all right!
Come here, you.
Claw grabs Penny.
The jig is up, Claw. You're under arrest for kidnapping, bank robbery, breaking out of prison, and general all-around evil.
The jig is most certainly not up. In fact, the jig is just starting. You want me to play dentist with your niece?
Gadget, help!
Brick! McKibble!
Brick pulls Penny into the gold-filled truck.
Get in there, you.
Dr. Claw, what about us?
Yeah, man.
You're minions, aren't you? Get the good guys!
The minions flee.
Gadget, help!
McKibble drives the truck away. G2 faces Gadget.
I'll take care of these clowns. You go after Claw.
Good call, G2. Go, go, Gadget helicopter hat!
His hat presents G2 with a flower bouquet.
Stupid glitches! I hate being last year's model.
Here, let me give you something from this year's model. Take one of my chimps.
G2, but then you might get the glitches.
I'll manage.
G2 plucks a chip from her chest and offers it to him. Gadget swaps it with one from the circuitry behind his tie. He passes it over and they insert each other's chips.
Okay. Better stand back.
She takes two steps.
Go, go, Gadget helicopter hat!
The blades and handlebars deploy.
Oh, it works! It works! It works!
Gadget lifts into the air. With a salute, he levels off.
You go get him, G!
He flies away backwards.
Whoa!
This shouldn't take long.
Time to take out the trash, G-Girl, and don't bother to recycle.
G2 marches into the vault. Now, Inspector Gadget flies low over the paralyzed city. The getaway truck speeds around a corner. Gadget flies in loops down toward it. A periscope rises from the truck's roof. Brick aims it behind them and looks through it. gadget appears in its cat-shaped view.
Dr. Tall, it's Gadget.
Not again.
Gadget!
Don't worry. Time for Gadget to go out with a bang.
Claw uses his control pad and pipes deploy from the rear bumper. Rockets fire, exploding all around Gadget. Brick grins as Gadget struggles in the air. In the vault, G2 searches through the aisles of golden brick towers. On the streets, Gadget follows close behind the swerving getaway truck. He knocks over a frozen pedestrian.
Sorry!
Gadget smiles into the periscope, tipping his hat.
He's still after us!
Oh, come on, lose him!
The truck swerves from the street onto a park's path. Gadget stays close behind. Back in the vault, the ninja jumps out from hiding. He locks eyes with G2. As they square off, the ninja twirls twin swords.
Go-go Gadget boomerang gun.
A giant mallet deploys from G2's hat. It extends over the ninja and hammers him. The mallet retracts and squeezes back into her hat.
Ouch!
The ninja falls over.
Oh well, I guess when you have lemons, make lemonade.
In the getaway truck, Claw holds his control pad.
Care for a smoke, Gadget?
He presses a button, and pink vapor releases from the truck. Gadget flies right through it. He emerges, heading straight for a tree. He bounces through the tree limbs and falls out the other side with his damaged helicopter. Catching the dog's plastic disc toy in his mouth, he lands hard in some bushes. Gadget struggles out of the foliage and spits out the toy. He spots the getaway truck escaping.
Uncle Gadget!
Go-Go Gadget scooter!
His left shoe transforms into a colorful kitty scooter. Thrusters ignite and he zooms off. In the vault, Squint and Jungle Bob ambush G2.
Go-Go Gadget nut guns!
Propellered rolls of wrapping paper eject from her extended forearms. They fly toward the minions and whirl them like tornadoes. When they stop, the men resemble giant-sized presents with their heads sticking out.
I can't move!
Hey. I guess glitches sometimes do have their benefits.
Let me out! Hey!
Get me out of here, will you?
Looks like this case is about wrapped up. Hey, I just made a joke.
On the scooter, Gadget launches out of the park. He bounces down a staircase to the street. He dodges statue-like citizens as he races down a sidewalk.
Police emergency! Coming through!
Woo, 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 woo!
Go, go, turbo speed!
He rides across the hard surface of the swimmer's pool.
Whoop! Excuse me!
Gadgetmobile, we have to find Inspector Gadget.
No problem. Gadget homing device activated.
A radar shows Gadget's location. On the scooter, he swerves out behind the getaway truck.
Coming to get you, Claw. Go-Go Gadget ejects!
Springs launch him onto the truck's roof. Brick finds Gadget's face smushed against the periscope lens.
He's on the roof!
On the roof?
Let's Gadget help!
McKibble! Get him off!
Take some of that, Gadget!
As McKibble swerves the truck down the street, Gadget flails, barely hanging on. The truck narrowly misses cars, a baby carriage, and a policeman.
Find the switch to plan B!
Go-Go Gadget can openers.
A spinning blade ejects on his hand. Sparks fly as he cuts through the truck's roof. Gadget lifts out the piece and peers into the vehicle.
Claw! Stop the truck and come out with your claw up!
You know, Gadget, there's one true detective in your family and it isn't you. Too bad you didn't listen to her when you had the chance.
Penny? Penny?
Now it's time to say goodbye to me and to your partner.
Claw presses the control pad and a ramp deploys behind the truck. Penny ejects on a cart filled with wired bowling pins. An attached bomb timer ticks down under a minute.
Gadget, help!
She has 60 seconds.
The cart swerves away down the street.
Don't worry, Penny. I'm coming.
Gadget jumps off the truck and slams into a stop sign, leaving his face imprinted in the metal. He falls off and quickly gets back up, holding his nose. Gadget checks the likeness, then looks around.
Who put that there?
Uncle Gadget!
Penny?
The bomb cart skids to a stop in the street. Gadget runs over to it and tugs at Penny's chains.
Penny, are you okay?
Claw's getting away!
Oh, that's not important right now. Penny, you are the only thing that matters to me.
She smiles, then checks the timer.
Oh, Gadget, the bomb is gonna explode! Hurry!
Don't go, Gadget, bolt cutter!
Scissor-like cutters replace his hands. He rapidly snips through the chains. The timer ticks under 5 seconds.
Got it! Let's go!
Penny and Gadget dash from the cart as the timer hits zero. As the fiery explosion erupts, they go flying through the air. The Gadgetmobile pulls up and G2 gapes through the windshield.
Oh no.
Claw watches the distant explosion through the periscope.
I always like my gadget. Well done.
I got here too late.
Brain hangs his head and Gadgetmobile cries.
They're gone forever. It's the closest I've ever come to being a family car. Why?
Penny walks through the smoke.
Uncle Gadget! Uncle Gadget!
He falls from the sky. Gadget lands hard on the car's hood. G2 gawks as he pulls himself off the street.
Not to worry! I only landed on my head!
They're alive!
They're alive! They're alive!
They're alive!
Uncle Gadget!
Oh!
Penny hugs him.
You saved my life!
Oh, I was so worried about you.
Good work, Penny.
Thanks, you two.
She shakes Penny's hand.
Brain!
Glad to see you still fully functioning, Gadget.
Well, thank you, G2.
She gives him a quick, awkward hug.
Oh, well, no time to celebrate now. We have to go catch Claw.
Let's go!
They run into each other. Later, they speed through the time-frozen city.
Hang on, I know a shortcut.
Near the Riverton city limits, Claw's getaway truck turns onto a bridge. Motionless seagulls hang suspended high above the river. The Gadgetmobile blocks the bridge's opposite end. As the getaway truck approaches, Gadget and G2 jump out in slow motion. Gadget steps forward.
Don't worry, I'll handle this.
What? Gadget again! There's only one way to deal with a pest. A kibble! Run him over!
One order of roadkill, coming right up!
McKibble shifts gears and floors it. They speed past motionless vehicles on either side of the truck.
Gadget, bubblegum!
Bubblegum?
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 The bellows from his hat pumps up, then spits out a huge glob of pink gum. It flattens into a pool in front of the villains.
Ha ha ha! Mistus!
Looks like Gadget just blew his last bubble.
The tires roll over the puddle and drag gum along with them. Penny winces.
I can't look!
Gadget stands firm and smiles. Brain covers his eyes. The truck stops a foot from Gadget's chest. As the taut gum quivers, he looks at us.
Here comes the good part.
The truck slingshots backwards. The gum stretches taut again and shoots it forward. Claw and the minions jostle wildly inside. The truck continues to rubber band back and forth. It finally stops, centered in the pink puddle of gum.
Let's get out of here!
Brick and McKibble jump out into the puddle. They lose their balance and fall face first into the gum.
Now that's what I call a sticky situation.
Penny and G2 smile.
What do we do now?
We do what we always do.
We surrender!
Claw! Come out with your hand and your claw up!
The truck's roof opens. A futuristic aircraft rises upward.
What is that?
Oh, I never knew we had one of those. You may have won this round, but I'll get you next time, Gadget!
As Claw's ship rockets away, its engines leave billowing trails. Later, on the riverfront hillside, Gadget rapidly types at the laser truck's control panel. A red light flashes.
Come on! It's not responding.
He must have put in his own security code.
Then we'll just destroy it.
Whoa!
No!
Hey!
Then everyone won't be frozen forever. You just have to think like Claw. What kind of a code would a supervillain put in?
I got it. And I just lost it.
Hey, wait a minute. I know. Let's try crime always pays.
A green light flashes.
Not always, Claw.
Penny slams a button. The glowing ray hits the satellite and ricochets back to Riverton. Quimby unfreezes at his desk. The wave of energy washes over the city. A skateboarder completes his jump. A burger flips onto a barbecue grill. The swimmer's splash falls and the mayor resumes posing in her office. Flashbulbs pop. Now at a press conference, Gadget and G2 stand on stage with the mayor and Quimby.
And for heroically foiling Dr. Claw and saving Riverton, I would like to award Inspectors Gadget and G2 these Distinguished Conduct Medals for their service to this city.
The mayor drapes medals around their necks as Baxter cheers.
Yay! Congratulations, Gadget.
And I'd like to announce that we are going to double the Gadget unit's budget for next year. So that if Claw ever tries to show his face in Riverton again, we'll be ready for it.
Excuse me.
I just haven't quite...
If I could just possibly, even just for a second.
With a nod from the mayor, Gadget takes Chief Quimby's place at the podium.
The real secret to our success has always been teamwork. But there's one member of our team who hasn't been acknowledged yet. And so, for providing key support to members of the Gadget team, I would like to award this Junior Inspector Medal to Penny for her meritorious conduct.
Beaming, Penny leaves Brain in the front row and steps on stage. Her uncle places the gold medal around her neck.
I couldn't have done it without you, Penny. You are one special kid, and I'm proud to have you as a partner.
Thanks, Uncle Gadget.
They hug tightly. Quimby and the mayor smile. Gadget looks to his beagle.
Yes, Brent. You're special, too.
Outside.
Hello? Anybody remember the internal combustion member of the team? What am I? Scrap metal? I help, too. Where's my citation?
An officer places a ticket on his windshield.
Oh, not that kind of citation.
Good night, Gadget. See you Monday.
Good night, Baxter.
Night, Baxter.
Night.
Come on, Brain.
Inspector.
Gadget faces G2.
I just wanted to say I may have been a bit premature in my early evaluation of your abilities.
Well, that's very big of you, G2.
I was wrong to think of you as inept, clumsy, imbecilic.
Don't mention it.
Obsolete, simple-minded, malfunctioning.
Yes, I get the picture.
Anyway, I look forward to more teamwork in the future.
She extends her hand.
Hmm.
As they shake, static courses over their hands. Hearts appear on Gadget's headband. He notices a pulsing heart on G2's hat. They lean forward and kiss. Fireworks shoot out the top of Gadget's hat. They burst high into the night sky above the City Hall clock tower. The Gadgetmobile's animated face smiles.
I just love happy endings.
Gadget and G2 part. She looks up, smiling toward the colorful explosions.
It must be loose wire. Something. I'll speak to Baxter about that.
Don't bother.
She grabs Gadget and kisses him hard. Rockets shoot wildly into the air. One circles the clock tower. As a letter G appears within a heart, the rocket forms an arrow and pierces it. A runaway rocket lands at the mayor's feet. As she and Quimby flinch, its fuse sputters out. It explodes, leaving them smoking and charred. Within a circle, their image shrinks to black.
Get ready on Nox, here I come. Dance, have some fun. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get up. Oh no, never ever gonna stop. Try and find it, but drop now. Gonna quit, get up. Stand up, gonna make some.
Check out.